With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington raspberry crop is in and awaiting final numbers, but the initial feeling is the fruit and volume are both top-notch. And Washington Red Raspberry Commission Executive Director Henry Bierlink says the dark cloud of the pandemic may have a bit of a silver lining with people cooking more at home.
Right after the coronavirus, people start buying a lot of frozen fruit, and so suddenly we had a nice bump in terms of demand, and that helped our prices.
So Bierlink says things look pretty good.
We feel fairly optimistic about the high-end market, the IQF market, individual quick frozen. That's really take a nice bump. It's really up in an area where it's actually a sustainable price now rather than, you know, producing at a loss.
And that, Bierlink says, is one of the major challenges.
We're still very concerned about our other packs, like the purees, the straight packs, and certainly the juice, which is also a significant portion of our industry. Those things are still competing with some imports coming in that are at really low-priced imports.
Low-priced imports, Bierlink says, is a problem for many specialty crops.
That is a big issue, a big challenge for us yet, and we have there's an International Trade Commission hearing coming up on September 17, looking into the effect on red raspberries.
Listen tomorrow for more on Washington raspberries and the pricing challenges. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.